I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Samuel Adams.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Later on in the show, we have Orlando Magic star Aaron Gordon joining us. But Jalen, first I have a question. Who's that peeking in my window?
Lyle. Nobody now.
Brandon Lau of the Rays went opposite field for not one, but two home runs to give the Rays a huge win in game two. Jalen, did this win convince you that they can make this a tight series?
I told you lefties are going to come up big in this series, Jacoby. Here we go. A guy that was struggling. Coach was asked, should he get put on the bench? He said, not only am I going to stick with him, but he hits two big home runs to the opposite field, which isn't his specialty, to show you how locked in he was. And they obviously needed those big time plays.
And we also have to give a hat tip to their starting pitcher, Snell, who pitched really well. And also the bullpen, the Rays bullpen, when they have the lead in the seventh inning, has not given up a game, not just in the postseason, but including the regular season. This pitching staff did really well last night. However, for Rays fans, I do have a caution. Off day today, game three is tomorrow. Walker Buehler pitches for the Dodgers. He is their best pitcher this year, even better than Kershaw, and they have Charlie Morton. Jalen, I see the Dodgers winning game three easily behind Buehler. What do you think?
I'm not mad at that prediction. I think this is going to be a long series. I think the way the Rays played in this game showed that they were here for the long haul, because after the first game, people like myself were just crowning the Dodgers, and I do believe they're still going to win, but now I believe it's going to be a long series.
Well, we look forward to that, and we also look forward to an old segment of ours we need to bring back. It's time for Soft Move or Boss Move. Jalen, there was a star from last night's game two that was not in uniform. It was this gentleman. Tommy, roll the tape. Great home run. Goes into the left field. And then there's this guy right here who makes the catch and became an immediate star on the internet. Got so pumped he threw his glove onto the field for some reason. Now, Jalen, I have a question for you. Being a grown man and bringing your glove to a baseball game, soft move or boss move?
Man, you starting to get really cold-hearted, Jacoby. This is a boss move. No. You know, over 200,000 people have died with COVID-19. It's a pandemic right now. It's unemployment rates at an all-time high. This is the greatest depression that we've seen in modern day. He's at the game. He has a mask on. Things aren't normal. We're not thinking normal when we're wearing masks. I walked out of the house. I was like, wait a minute. I forgot my mask. So, of course, if you go take a glove to a game, enjoy yourself.
Now, Jalen, one might think that when you put it like that, that you're going to change my mind and bring the positivity out of me. But that person would be wrong, because that is a soft move. You are too old, my man. Like, he looks like he's 40s or 50s. He left the house with a baseball glove to sit in left field. He had the thing, you got a sweaty hand in that glove just waiting for a ball to come to you for 3.5 hours. I don't care if it's the World Series. I don't care if it's spring training. You will never, ever, ever see me bring a baseball glove to anything but a baseball game that I am playing in. I don't care how you put it. You can bring up the pandemic, bring up the mask, bring up whatever you want. That's a soft move, and you know it's a soft move in your heart. When was the last time you brought a baseball glove to a baseball game that you attended? Please.
I'm going to tell you why you should never speak lies into a microphone. Because when we take my nephew Quincy to see the Yankees and the Tigers play, guess what we going to have? Gloves.
He'll have a glove because he's a child. Grown men and women should not be bringing gloves to baseball games that they do not play in. I don't care how you frame it. I'm going to stand by that. Soft move. Let's move on to the Cleveland Browns. They got waxed by the Steelers, and Baker Mayfield said that 4-2 has never felt as much like 0-6 before. And also, Odell Beckham Jr. was frustrated. Not only that, he was frustrated about people talking about him being frustrated. What do you make of all of this news coming out of Cleveland?
Jacoby, this is a perfect example of why I use the phrase, I judge success by realistic expectations. Because on paper, if the Browns are 4-2, they'll throw a parade in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. The 0-6 is before Baker got there. That's what the base was used to. And so now you amass all of this talent in the backfield and that wide receiver, and you draft number one at quarterback, and you have Myles Garrett on the defense, and all of a sudden you have expectations. But I'm here for you, Cleveland, because when I look at you guys' schedule, things ain't all doom and gloom. I see wins happening for you guys over these next few weeks. And you sit at 4-2 right now. You have a legit chance to creep around 10 wins if Baker can play pedestrian football and just not have two turnovers, because when he does, they virtually lose every time.
Now, Jalen, Odell Beckham Jr. was criticized for his sideline antics throughout his career, and he compared himself to Tom Brady, who also has sideline antics and gets frustrated. And you know what? I agree with him. What do you think about his comparison of the way he's treated versus Tom Brady?
So there's a racial component to this as it relates to sports. And, you know, in particular, basketball and football, just you don't want to see large black men angry. That's why fighting is taboo in those sports and things of that nature. So I understand the parallel difference as it relates to wanting to look at what Tom Brady does on the sideline and what Odell Beckham does on the sideline. But the reality in sports is what ends up happening is the autonomy you build with your teammates in the public. And if Tom Brady wasn't a six-time champion, and he wouldn't be yelling at the Tampa Bay offensive line. You know why? Because he ain't won them no rings. And so now that Odell is in Cleveland, he has had two games where he's caught the ball and scored and had over 100 yards. So now when he has an outburst, other people on the team gonna be like, all right, now, if you that good, then lead us. Make us win. And so that's what I see the next step is for not only Baker, but for Odell. Prove that they can be great performers in winning situations.
He had two catches in the loss against the Steelers. Let's hope he bounces back for the Browns because they need him. Jalen, you know what we haven't talked about in a long time? Antonio Brown. There was a while where Antonio Brown was on this program every single day. He was holding us hostage. He was holding the news cycle hostage. Well, guess what? Antonio Brown is back in the news. The Seahawks are one of the teams. They're sort of like, you know, kicking the tires in Antonio Brown and thinking about bringing him in as he comes off suspension in week 8. Jalen, what do you think about the fit of Antonio Brown in Seattle?
I think about the landscape of the NFC, and I'm like, wait a minute. Green Bay, they struggled last week, even though they had Devontae Adams. Tampa Bay, they look really good, and they're not even throwing it to Evans and Godwin like they can. And you have Russell Wilson with Carson in the backfield, and you got a chance to add A.B., to go with your other young phenom on the outside,
DK,
you
got
to roll the dice and try to do that. Because the leadership that you have in Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson stabilizes your locker room. And AB knows that we're successful and I'm an MVP candidate without you. You have to now come get in and fit in. I feel like this is a different space in his life from when I saw him with the Patriots. He was still in football playing. I want to prove myself mode. Now he's been, I'm out of the league and missing the game mode. And I see some of the videos he's been posting lately, Jacoby. And I'm going to tell you, it'd be great if he's back in the NFL focusing on football all week.
Yes, I would love to be discussing what Antonio Brown does on the field versus off it, because it seems like we talk about off it way too often. Now, he does have a relationship with both Russell Wilson and Geno Smith, and I was thinking, you know what? Maybe that could work. Maybe that relationship could work. But then I remembered, he lived in Tom Brady's house. So forget just like working out a couple times. He lived in Tom Brady's house, and it still didn't work out with the Patriots. And I was like, why did the Patriots drop him? And I know there's investigations. Maybe they saw the suspension coming, but it was never really explained. So perhaps something happened behind the scenes. Scenes off camera that we don't know about, but I think this is a good fit because when I think about Lockett, Metcalf, and Brown, if I am an opposing defensive coordinator, I would not know what to do with that. Even if Brown just ran goes and get everybody else cross underneath him, that would be really, really tough to defend. And the Seahawks, in my mind, are the best team in the NFC. And I always like it, like the Chiefs did, when the best team in the conference gets even better. Because Le'Veon Bell added to the Chiefs, Brown added to the Seahawks. That would make things very interesting on Sundays. Now, Jalen, turning our attention to NBA basketball, a coaching vacancy has been filled, and it's bittersweet. No longer will we have Stan Van Gundy to work in the media with us and join the show, because he will be now joining the show as the head coach of the New Orleans Pelicans. What do you think about that fit?
I think that I'm not going to complicate this topic, because there are two separate things at play. It's the coach that you see on the sideline right there that nurtured Shaquille O'Neal later in his career, Dwight Howard to the NBA Finals. And so I know that Stan has proven himself to be one of the best coaches in the NBA, especially for one that has not won a championship. Also, I know he's for equality. And so I hate that now when he gets hired, we still have to have the corporate conversation pegged to his name of why there aren't more black powerful people in ownership, presidents, GMs, and head coaches in the NBA. And this is another job that was open. So now people are going to attribute that to this scenario when Stan has proven to be a really good coach, deserves an opportunity in the league, has worked with some of the better big men in the league. Andre Drummond also comes to mind. He won't have the general manager responsibilities, which he'll tell you he didn't do a good job in Detroit. I think he'll be really good for Zion Williamson, igniting a fire under him, Jacoby, making sure he's in his best shape, making sure he locks in defensively and challenges himself in practice and in games.
I mean, what exactly Zion Williamson is going to turn into in the NBA is an enigma. It's something that we don't know. We just know that he's an extremely talented basketball player. If Stan Van Gundy called your phone and said, Jalen, I respect your basketball opinion so much, not as much as your partner Jacoby's, but I respect yours. I don't have his number. And then he said, how do I unlock Zion Williamson? What advice would you give him?
He got to lose some weight. And not to clearly weight shame him. I mean, it's one of his strengths. His big body, and when the smaller guys on him, they don't have a chance, as you see right there in that clip. But when you also carrying that, you can't give the multiple efforts you're going to need, in particular defensively. And when you saw Zion in college, he was blocking people out of bounds. He was blocking three-point shots. His multiple efforts and things that don't necessarily show up in a stat sheet are also what made him special, with his great athleticism and jumping ability and his great handle for his size. And he's a really good passer. But if and when he's in his best shape, Jacoby, now all of a sudden he's going to be out in fast breaks more, and I think he's going to be getting those easier buckets that now are going to be high percentage plays that's going to have his confidence high, and then he's going to compete defensively even more.
Jalen, I have some news for you. Very shortly on this program, we will be joined by the Orlando Magic's Aaron Gordon. You're going to want to see that, so stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Samuel Adams from Boston with love. Savor the flavor responsibly. Part of Happy Hour. And in part by Amica, auto, home, and life insurance.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Remember that National Vote Early Day is October 24th. For more information, visit IamAVoter.com.
Coming to you live from Pier 17 in South Street Seaport and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. We have a very special guest of the Orlando Magic, NBA star Aaron Gordon joins the show. What? Appreciate you so much for taking the time to do the show. Now, you, unlike other players, didn't have to travel to enter the bubble, but you still had to sacrifice. Inside the bubble, what were some of the challenges that you faced performing?
Man, just not being able to have those fans is such a crucial aspect to it, man. It was quiet in there. I was watching some of the highlights back, and it's like you could hear a pin drop, man.
What about not only being in the bubble, but also during the racial unjust that was taking place and the civil unrest? How were you guys able to not only balance playing the game that you love, but also fighting for equality?
Man, that was a difficult time, man. It still is a difficult time. Just being in there and having to try and put that into the back of your mind that people are getting killed. Black men and black women are being killed all around America while we're just playing basketball is a difficult thing to have on our shoulders. That being said, we were just trying to focus on what our task was, and it's to go out here, entertain, go out here and win, and then hopefully get the means so we can give back to our community. So I think that was the task on hand.
Well put. And now that the Lakers have been crowned the champions, the media, we all turn our eyes toward the offseason and the trade rumors start. And your name has come up over and over and over for the past few weeks in trade rumors. What does it feel like to hear that?
You know, it's not something I can really control. You know, my job is to just stay healthy and stay in shape and really just continue to be a better basketball player and a better man. You know, if I ended up getting traded, then you know, it is what it is. If I don't, then I'm going to do what I can for the Orlando Magic and continue to just ball out.
Aaron, I appreciate the fact that you're a professional, but I saw your game grow, and you're an improved three-point shooter. Can the Magic go from being a team that gets in as an eighth seed along with you and Vucevic and actually take a leap in the East? Because I feel like your game and your improvement has been slept on. I think if you guys advance in the playoffs, you'll start to get the recognition you deserve.
Man, I appreciate that, Jay. I think so, too. You know, I think all the recognition comes with winning. I think the more that we win, the more people will pay attention. And I think we can take that leap instead of just scraping by. I think if we have a hotter start, I think we can probably get to about fourth, fifth, surprise somebody in the first round, and then go from there.
I love it. Now, I'm going to say something that you won't say into a microphone, but you got absolutely robbed in the dunk contest. You got absolutely robbed in the dunk contest. It was unjust. It was unfair. We all know who really won that dunk contest. And I know you did your little public thing where you and Dwayne Wade kind of like made amends, but when you see him off wax, do you look at him sideways? Do you bring it up?
What was the question? I didn't hear you.
When you see Dwayne Wade, he's like, I don't want to talk about it. When you see Dwayne Wade, do you still look at him sideways? Do you bring it up?
Oh, look at D-Wade sideways? Oh, yeah. I'm forever going to look at D-Wade sideways now, man. But, you know, that's the legend. That's the GOAT, man. I don't really think, now that I look back, I didn't clear Taco like the way that I thought I cleared Taco, but it's still, you know what I mean? That's still up there, bro, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, I should have won. But we were watching D-Way highlights last night, man. He was a bad boy, man. People forget how bad that boy was on court.
We ain't about to victim blame. We ain't about to talk about how you barely clear a Taco. That was insane, the attempt, and let alone to actually complete the play. And I know the Miami Mafia really sticks together. So when you were on the sideline, did you think, I know for a fact this dude ain't about to do this to me right now? Did you think it was going to get done to you like that?
No, I didn't think it was going to get done. I thought I was about to get out there with the trophy. And then I think once we had to go into them, like the overtime dunks, then I was like, oh, they really about to try and do this to me again. You know, because I was like, nah, that's not really what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be those four dunks, and then I'm about to break up out of here with the trophy. But nah, it kept us around. And I thought it was good because it was for the fans, man. At the end of the day, it's about bringing everybody together.
So now that LeBron has won this championship, there's a lot of discussion on this show and pretty much every other show about who's the greatest all the time. Do you consider LeBron James to be the greatest player right now in the NBA?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is. It's going to be interesting how to see or to see KD when he get back. But right now, LeBron just with his sheer like talent, athleticism, and now his IQ is that much better. He playing like the OG, playing like the old vet at the park, and he's still athletic as a young guy. So, yeah, he's the best player in the league right now.
You got a new single out, Level Up.
Yeah.
Tell us about your new project.
Okay, cool, man. Cool. We're actually working on a project called Born Winner. It's about athletes of all kinds, not just ball players. Basically, you know, coming together, rapping, you know, chopping it up on tracks, just helping that self-expression and kind of a therapeutic music therapy. And coming together and doing something where all athletes, whenever they want to rap, they can come rap with us and we'll put it out and hopefully we'll get some money back for it.
Aaron, what can you tell us about the epic milk dunk movement that's happening right now?
Oh, yeah, we're big with Got Milk right now, man. Got Milk Penguins, they said, I know y'all can't do a lot because you're quarantined, you're stuck in your houses and everything like that. But let's see what you got from the crib. So we're doing a Got Milk challenge, me and Andre Drummond, and we're just throwing cookies into the glass of milk, Oreo cookies into the 2% glass of milk all over the crib. And it's been fun, man. It's been challenging.
Well, I appreciate you so much for taking the time. Have a wonderful offseason. Continue working your game. We look forward to seeing you play next season, whether it's with Magic
anytime.
Or with another team. You're always welcome to come back on Jalen and Jacoby.
And thank you so much. Jordan, man. We got some stuff to talk about.
Done and done.
We'll be back after this. Appreciate you.
Be easy.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Samuel Adams from Boston with love. Savor the flavor responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Huge fight, ESPN Plus, 2 p.m. this Saturday. It is Khabib against Justin Gaethje. Make sure you tune in because the lightweight championship is at stake. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, the whole world is so excited to see Tua play. We all are supporting Tua, except for Ryan Fitzpatrick, who said he was heartbroken when he heard the news that he's no longer the starter of the Dolphins. Your thoughts?
I just don't like that he was being phony because we gave him the narrative that he was the happiest person in the building for Tua when he got into the game and completed his pass. He was cheering. He was jumping up and down. If you go give me that energy, don't say you heartbroken when I get the gig. And you know I just got drafted high in the draft. You know I have more talent than you. They see me practicing every day. They know I'm ready for this gig. Back me up. Don't go to the media and act like you heartbroken. I didn't like that.
You know, when he's on the sideline watching Tua play, he's not rooting for Tua to succeed. That's what bothers me. I really hope in his heart that he roots for Tua to succeed when Tua is on the field, because I'll be watching. I'll be watching. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock on ESPN. Thank you, Aaron Gordon, for coming through.
Thank you. You are far too kind.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
We always say give the people what they want. Part of giving the people what they want is the podcast exclusive content. Now, Jalen, we had Aaron Gordon on the show today. I want to thank him for coming through. But there were some things in the news that I want to talk to you about. One of the things I've been focused on is the upcoming NBA draft. Because no one really knows who's going first, including the team with the number one pick. The Minnesota Timberwolves have said that there's no clear number one. And they don't really have a favorite. Now, this could just be game. You know they're doing their research. But Jalen, do you think they should trade the pick? If they keep the pick, who should they pick?
They're in a Western Conference. You have a guy in Karl Anthony Towns that should be a perennial all-star based on his talent.
Mm-hmm.
You add it, D'Angelo Russell as well, who can be a scorer, a heat check kind of guy when he really gets going and is an underrated passer. And you did really good in the draft with a couple of the young wings that you picked. But in order to catapult yourself in the Western Conference, it ain't going to be because you got a rookie next year. They got to figure, are they tired of being, I believe, one of the teams in the West that have not won a playoff series in for almost forever. That's what they've been. And when we start talking about relevancy in that conference, I start naming a lot of teams that didn't make the playoffs before I named them.
Oh, yeah.
They've probably become the worst team in that conference.
See, one thing I want to say is they earned the number one pick. Like, I think people forgot because of the pandemic and everything. I think they're 19-45 at the end of this. And you look at teams like the Kings and the Suns, you know, teams that I would use to put way behind the Timberwolves in terms of development and where they are in their roster. I think that's flopped right now. And I think that James Wiseman is someone who's on the board, right? But when you have Karl Anthony Towns, it doesn't seem like that would be redundant to pick Wiseman. And you think about Edwards and Ball, some of the other people that are considered sort of like number one pick talent. I don't know if they really fit with them either. If I'm the Minnesota Timberwolves, I would probably try to trade that pick and move out of the number one spot. And we
will
see.
You need experience. And also, you like, condolences to Karl Anthony Towns and his family who lost his mom. Due to COVID-19, I got a chance to meet his parents while he was in college. He comes from a great family. For them to be a successful team, they're going to need veterans.
Yep. Absolutely. Especially to develop Russell and Towns further. Now, Jalen, I have a problem with the staff.
You Reggie, always complain about our staff.
Okay. Not true. But
I'm just kidding.
Reggie is woven into the very fabric of this program for years and years and years.
Reg the Ledge.
I love Reg the Ledge so much. But I tweeted about the baseball game last night. And then shortly after, I saw this tweet from Reggie Hooks Jr. People tweeting while watching baseball who usually never watch baseball is hilarious. .. Carry on. Okay, number one, he stole the .. Carry on from Perk. Don't think I don't see you plagiarizing. Number two, Reggie, I watch baseball. I don't watch every team, every game. It was going on concurrently with the NBA and the NFL. So I'm watching NBA games over baseball. When it comes to playoffs, when it comes to World Series, I watch every out. That's what I do. I do the same thing with the Stanley Cup Finals in hockey. And I always keep up with baseball. It's part of my job, Reggie. But another thing I want to say is this. It's that attitude. That attitude. This is the club, and you can't come into my club. You got to welcome all people, all fans at all levels with open arms, Reggie. Please. And also, Reggie, don't act like you watch baseball every night either. You fake Yankees fan living in Los Angeles wearing a Yankees hat every day trying to be different. We all had one of you in our high school. We all had one of you who just decided they wanted to root for the rival team because they wanted to be different. Oh, my dad's from New York. You ain't from New York. You're from Los Angeles. Be a Dodger fan. Be an Angel fan. You live closer to the Angels than anybody else. Angel fan. Had to get that off my chest because he don't have a mic and he's never gonna have one, so he can't even say nothing.
Now Demetrius like, Reggie not even from New York?
No, he ain't from New York. From Los Angeles. And Reggie's from Pasadena, and he hasn't said anything in my ear this whole time either because he knows I'm right. He hasn't said a word.
Ear. Let me say a couple of things. Reg's father's from New York, is a Yankees fan.
The reason why
Reg is really upset about the World Series is that the Yankees aren't in it. Everybody thought the Yankees was going to sneak and do the Lakers and get a ring this year, but it didn't happen. Now, Reg, I have to be neutral here.
No, you don't.
The sub-tweeting, that's beneath you.
Yeah, you got to add me.
Now the plagiarizing, that's just unacceptable.
You know,
on this show, we pride ourselves on being original. That's unacceptable.
You know what I'm
going to
do? You know what I'm going to do, Reg? I'm going to show up tomorrow with a little Half Moon Caesar. You know what I mean? That's what I'm going to do. You can plagiarize Perk. I'm going to show up tomorrow with a Half Moon Caesar cut into my white hair, and we'll see what happens. And Reggie's in my ear being like, tell him what I said. Basically, what he was saying is every tweet's about you. He tried to make it seem like I was the big ego guy making about me. But I know, Reg, I know. I know that was a subtweet directed at me. You know what? I still love you. I don't love you as much as I love Reggie Hooks Sr., but I love you. Big shout to Reggie Hooks Sr. That guy's the best. He came to one of our live shows.
No doubt.
I want to thank Aaron Gordon for coming through. Excited. I would say I'm excited about the NFL game tonight, but I'm not. But we'll look forward to talking about that tomorrow. We will be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. Man, I miss live shows. We're not done. Got to give the people.